Hi, I'm here to pick up my prescription.
What's the last name?
Bell.
If you need a prescription filled, you don't have much choice about how to get it. You have to go to a pharmacy.
$7. Can you please sign a prescription log?
And if your insurance covers the cost, you may have to sign a roster that says you've picked up your prescription.
You should look very carefully at the signature log that you sign at the pharmacy and see what it says.
Twyla Braze is president of the Citizens Council on Healthcare. She says your signature on that log might be your permission to sell information about your prescriptions.
Oftentimes, the pharmacies will make available the names and the diagnoses of their patients to database companies. And those database companies can then sell the information to pharmaceutical companies who can then contact the patient regarding a medication that has to do with their particular diagnosis or illness.
As a healthcare advocate, she hears differing opinions on the practice.
I know for certain that for some patients it is okay because I have heard them say that they would like to know the latest medication that's out there. For other patients, they would just as soon have their doctor make the decisions for them and do the research rather than risking their own privacy to get the information.
Sometimes it's the patient's insurance company, not their doctor, doing the research, or a pharmaceutical benefits manager, or PBM, a company that handles pharmacy claims for an insurer. Braze says some doctors have been upset by letters they've gotten from PBMs, suggesting that they change patient medications to save money. Braze says they're a little too detailed for comfort.
What you can see is that there was a patient's name, the patient ID, the date that the prescription was filled. But then the actual drug name, the strength of the medication, and how many pills were put in the bottle.
A number of these patient lists were sent to Braze by Dr. David Grant, an internist in San Antonio. He says he gets them regularly and even gets occasional phone calls. During one of these calls, the PBM representative repeatedly asked what the patient's condition was because the drug prescribed could be used for several different diagnoses.
I told the lady, it's none of your business what I'm treating with this medicine. And she said, well, I'm mandated to ask. And I said, well, I'm not mandated to tell you.
Dr. Grant says that patients might have a hard time getting health or life insurance in the future if their names are attached to certain conditions. But that's all just part of a larger structure he finds too invasive of the relationship with his patients.
What concerns me the most is that Big Brother is watching you. Some pharmacist in Illinois is sniffing over your list of medicines.
To the Food and Drug Administration, these letters look like promotions for one drug over another, almost like marketing through doctors to specific patients. When the FDA asked them to stop the practice earlier this year, the PBMs countered that they're trying to cut costs, not push any one particular medication. Patrick Donahoe is a spokesman for the Pharmaceutical Care Management Association. He says the lists attaching patients' names to their prescriptions aren't sold.
The patient identifiable information is retained for the purposes of the health care delivery for that patient, not for the commercial marketing of products to those people.
But he admits the claims process and the laws that govern it are quite complicated, and lots of people have access to the information along the way.
The question would be that are there promotional activities are engaged in to communicate with current customers by, let's say, pharmacies and PBMs? My guess is yes. The question, I think, is different than saying, does somebody have access to my specific therapy and my specific file, so to speak, other than that I'm a customer?
Donahoe says he doesn't know of any PBMs that belong to his association that sell detailed lists to drug companies. But that might not keep you from getting ads for new medications in your mailbox. Robin Marks, Minnesota Public Radio.